Hey everyone, and welcome to Talking Games with Mad Cupid. I'm Mad Cupid, and I've been on a little hiatus lately, but I am back, and I'm ready to talk games. But before we get into our topic, I want to let you guys know that this podcast is brought to you by Nova Energy Drink. Nova Energy Drink is an amazing energy drink. It is vegan-friendly, keto-friendly, free of common allergens. It only has 5 calories per serving. And it doesn't give you any jitters, doesn't elevate your heart rate, and there is no crash. And literally, when I start drinking it, it picks me up immediately, and I feel great. And it tastes great, and there's no bad aftertaste, and it's very refreshing. It is my favorite energy drink. There are 3 amazing flavors: Celestial Punch, Strawberry Moon, and Galactic Grape, and they're working on more. But if you're looking for a healthy alternative to energy drinks, something that's not gonna give you the jitters and make you crash, check out Nova Energy Drink. Just go to NovaEnergyDrink.com and use code Cupid. Because if you use code Cupid, you will get 10% off the energy drink mix. And you see that I have one of these awesome mixers. You can get 10% off these as well. These are really nice mixers, and they're built to last. On to the topic. Today's topic, I want to talk about Diablo and games like Diablo. With the Diablo 2 Resurrected being released, it's a great time to talk about it. The Diablo series is one of my favorite series of games. I have been playing it since Diablo 1, since the 90s, pretty much. I love the game. It is so much fun. When I first played Diablo 1, I was so hooked. And I played it and played it and played it. Played it on Battle.net. I played it over modem. Yeah, and by myself. Any way I could play it, I did. And then Diablo 2 came out. And it really blew me away. And then when you didn't even know it could get better, it got better with the expansion, Lord of Destruction. Diablo 2 was the best Diablo in the series, even better than Diablo 3. And don't get me wrong, Diablo 3 is a great game, just it's not Diablo 2. And there are other games like Diablo out there, but they're not quite Diablo. Now, one game that held me over while I was waiting for Diablo 3 was Borderlands. And I have talked about Borderlands before, so I'm not going to really get into that. It was, when Borderlands came out, it was called Diablo with Guns, but it pretty much spun into its own genre, the looter shooter. And, yeah, it's, you know, it kind of has that dungeon crawler aspect to it, but you got guns, maybe a little bit of hack and slash, but it is really its own genre, that type of game. And, again, great game, but talked about Borderlands in my first episode, so we're going to focus more on Diablo and games like that. But like I said, Diablo 2 is really the best Diablo. It is like my favorite. It is my favorite game in that series, and I can play it all the time. And I love the remastered version of the game. They have made it look amazing, and it plays just like the original. They have updated some stuff. Graphics look great. Everything just looks great. And they needed to, because the game was originally made in 2000, and the highest resolution was 800 by 600. And so, yeah, it needed an update. And I'm glad that they did it with this game. And what I've played so far, they've done a great job. So, if you're a fan of those type of games, or a fan of Diablo, definitely get this remastered version, Diablo 2 Resurrected. They're not paying me to say that, but I love it. And, you know, definitely go check out the game. But talking about other games that are like Diablo, there's Torchlight. I really liked the first Torchlight. My only issue with that one was it had no multiplayer. And those are games that are fun to play single player, but they're a lot of fun to play with people. And then they released Torchlight 2, which was even better. And some things weren't as good as the first one, but I did like the way the game played. I liked the pet system. I liked the extra characters and everything. And then I played Torchlight 3. Good game. I just could not get into it. And I don't know what it was about Torchlight 3, but I just could not get into it. And I guess, you know, when I'm playing it, you know, I think to myself, if I'm going to play a game like Diablo, why not just play Diablo? And so, but, I mean, if you like Torchlight 3, definitely play it. If you're looking for an experience similar to Diablo but different, check out Torchlight. And there's also another game that came out, I remember back in the day, was called Darkstone. And it was somewhat like a hack and slash. It had that aspect. Wasn't as good, but I did play it a little bit, and I had some fun with it. But, again, not as good. And then there's also the Baldur's Gate series, which I would not really classify those as a Diablo-styled game. They're similar, but they're not so much Diablo. Very different, very different approach to everything. And then I've also seen other games. Like, I've not played the Divinity series. Maybe I should, but I just haven't. I've also played a really good game that recently came out not too long ago, Hades. That is a really good experience. If you like games in the dungeon crawler hack and slash genre, check out Hades. Hades is really, really good. It's on Game Pass, too. I believe it's on all the cloud, the console, and the PC. So definitely check it out. And I think they're also going to be adding cross saves. So if you have it on multiple systems, you can bounce back and forth between them. But yeah, definitely go check out Hades. That is definitely a game I would recommend. But back to Diablo. Diablo 1, great. Built the base. And then they even had an expansion. Didn't have multiplayer, but it was good. It added a monk, which he was really good with a staff. But Diablo 1 was pretty basic. You had your warrior, your rogue, and your sorcerer, which could be played online. And then the monk. And the monk was pretty good. Had some DPS and a little bit better at magic than the other characters. But the main three people know about, because they usually were playing online, were the warrior, the rogue, and the sorcerer. All fun to play. Yeah, I remember it. If you were new, you always wanted to play warrior, because that would get you used to the game. Because if you started with a sorcerer, well, you were in for a rough, bumpy ride early on, because it takes a while to build up the sorcerer, but once you get them built up, they're amazing. And, of course, that's usually how magic classes are. But with that, you know, they had the magic system, and, you know, they had your weapons and all. But there really weren't any skill trees. But it was a good base, and it was a lot of fun. We played, you know, because the sorcerer, you know, of course, best in magic. The warrior could use magic, but he wasn't really meant to. He was just a walking tank. The rogue was pretty good. The rogue could disarm traps and very good long-range attacker. Now, again, when Diablo 2 came along, it just blew everything out the water. I mean, unique characters, unique builds. I remember seeing the Necromancer, and I was like, oh, I gotta play that. That was like the first class I played. That one I probably had some of the most fun with. Then when the expansion came out, the Assassin and the Druid, both amazing classes. Had tons of fun with those classes, too. I really, really liked the Assassin. I just had a whole lot of fun playing the Assassin, doing the shadow and the traps with them. And, yeah, it was a lot of fun. They could dual wield their type of weapon. And, of course, you had the druid, you could either do elemental, you had summons, you even could transform, like shapeshifting into a werewolf or a werebear. And my friend, when we first got the game, he did the druid. I did an assassin. He explained the druid was kind of like a necromancer and a barbarian mixed. It kind of like took the power of the barbarian and the magic of the necromancer, put them together, and made a character that was right in between those two. And it's a really good character. And if you, again, you build it right, you will have an unstoppable force because they have a lot of good moves that will heal them and boost you and your party's powers. And you have your summons. And again, you can play it any way you want to play it. I like to do the elements with some summoning. That's what I like to do with the druid. I was never really big on the shape shifting. But going back to the original classes, and I mentioned the necromancer, loved it. Played the Amazon. Amazon was fun, unique. You could either go long range, short range, pretty good bows, spears, a barbarian. Barbarian was probably the class I didn't play as much, just because it was those classes, like the barbarian class. I just in Diablo 2, I couldn't get into as much. I mean, it's a fun class, and if you again, like I've been saying, you build the character right, they're amazing. And again, another walking tank, and they can dual wield two-handed swords. So you have two-handed swords, one in each hand. They're that strong. So that's pretty awesome. And you know, there you can do a lot of damage with a barbarian. I just, for me, I guess, I don't know. The building for them was a little more generic, in my opinion. I mean, then again, I didn't play the barbarian as much as other characters. And again, you know, I said I started Necromancer. I've also played a Sorceress. I love the Sorceress. Love a nice Frost Sorceress with a touch of lightning and a touch of fire, because you're going to run into some enemies that are immune to ice, but you will get to a point that you'll be able to penetrate that resistance. But still, you want to have lightning, because I did find fighting Diablo with lightning is probably the best thing you can do, because that spell works the best. When I was an assassin, I threw a bunch of lightning traps around him, and they just kept going off on him, and that was the thing that was draining his energy. And then, of course, there's the Paladin, and the Paladin is another versatile class, because they are a, again, a walking tank, but can also be a defensive powerhouse or offensive, however you want to build them. They have their auras that can heal, recharge mana and everything. And one of my favorites is Might. And I've also used Thorns, the one that will throw the damage back at the enemies. But Might, I've played around with a Paladin only using that line, like the Might and then the upgraded as it goes on. But they can get pretty strong. And if you're running a Paladin and your friend's running a Necromancer who summons each one of those skeletons and the golem and the revived monsters, they're all going to get that Might boost, and it's going to just be amazing. So that's one way to build them. And you don't even have to use auras. They have a tree that has all types of different abilities, so you build it any way you want. But yeah, Necromancer and Assassin were probably the class I liked to use the most in that. And I remember playing Diablo 2 so much. I loved playing that game. I played with my friends, you know, went on Battle.net. I played and played and played it. And then I waited and waited and waited for Diablo 3. Luckily, Borderlands came out to kind of fill the void. But then Diablo 3 came out. And again, great game. Great game, but it's not Diablo 2. But I did log tons of hours. Started with a monk. Had a great time with a monk. I've also played through as a crusader. Crusader's awesome with the first expansion. And the playthrough played a lot with a necromancer with that other expansion with that character. And I've tried every character in that game. And the barbarian in Diablo 3, I felt was a lot more fun than Diablo 2. The wizard's great. All the classes were fun. Demon Hunter. They were all lots and lots of fun. And the one I probably liked the least in Diablo 3 was probably the Witch Doctor. But again, I still had fun playing with the Witch Doctor. Just was the class I didn't like playing as much. You know, it's one of those things. It's like, well, there's three. Well, in this case, there would be seven amazing desserts in front of you, and you like them all, but you're always going to like one better than the other, and there's always going to be the one you don't like as much as the others, but you'll still eat it. So, essentially, I'm like, you know, I love chocolate pie, and I like apple pie. I like them both, eat them both, but I'd rather have the chocolate pie. So, you know, simple analogy of how to explain, you know, just because you like one better than the other and there's one you like the least doesn't mean you don't like it, just means the others you like better. So, but with Diablo 3, it just didn't have that skill tree build like Diablo 2 had. And that was, I think, one thing I really missed with Diablo 3. But Diablo 3 did have a good build system, and you could have lots and lots of fun with it, but a lot of people's complaint is they made it too easy. And yes and no. I mean, they did add all the torment difficulties and give you the opportunity to make it harder and do all types of stuff. And adding the seasons and adding the adventure mode gives the game so much life, and it's lots and lots of fun. Again, not Diablo 2, but they did add a lot of stuff to the game to give it a good longevity. So, but this is a, you know, this genre, the dungeon crawler, is a wonderful, wonderful genre. And it's full of great games, and some not so great. I mean, and then, you know, you also have your MMORPGs, but when I'm playing an MMORPG, it's very different from, like, a Diablo. Like, World of Warcraft, Final Fantasy XIV, Phantasy Star Online 2, The Old Republic. Games like that, you know. They have their dungeon crawler feature stuff. Like, because, you know, you'll do your dungeons, you do your raids and everything. And, yeah, that's there. But, again, they're not hack and slash dungeon crawlers. They are MMORPGs. They play a lot differently. Yeah, they have some similar stuff like games like Diablo, but they're not Diablo. And it's like, yeah, you know, someone said, why settle for something like Diablo when you can play Diablo? Well, why not? But it is fun to branch out and play other games too. But I will, you know, like I said, Diablo 2 is definitely my favorite in that genre. I can play it all the time. I can still play the other games too, but Diablo 2 is definitely the one I will have the most fun with. And I really, really love the 8-player party system, so you can play with 8 people at one time, because Diablo 1 had 4, then they added 8, and that was great having all those people playing at once. And then, of course, Diablo 3 went back to 4, and most games like that will do a party of 4, but I am looking forward to doing a party of 8 with the remastered version. So if you are going to get Diablo 2 Resurrected on PC, I do stream on Twitch, and I do plan to stream Diablo 2, so if you want to join in the fun on that, definitely stop by the stream. I have my stream schedule. If you're watching this on YouTube, I have my stream schedule below. There's a link, you can check it out. And I also play other fun games, multiplayer games, so if Diablo is not your cup of tea, you might find something you like, but regardless, it's always a fun time in my stream. You know, everyone has a great time, and those who join in and play, those who are just there to watch and have a great time, you know, that's what it's all about, community. But, you know, definitely very excited about Diablo. Cannot wait to get into the Diablo 2 Resurrected. I love Diablo 2. Like I've said, I love the whole Diablo series. I love games like it. I like to try different games. If there is a game that I should try that I didn't mention, definitely, if you're on YouTube watching this, mention it in the comments below, and I'll definitely take a look at it. I'm loving Diablo 2. It is such a great game. Diablo 2 Resurrected, to be more exact. I can still play original Diablo, but we're going to be definitely working on Diablo 2 Resurrected. And one thing that I'm really excited about is I did find some old characters from Diablo 2, and that will be an option where you will be able to transfer your characters from the old Diablo 2 to the new Diablo 2. Now, I'm not sure if it's going to work for everything, but I know that it should work for PC. And I'm very excited about that, to break out some of my original characters and just get right back into the world and just go and play it through again and just relive my good old days. Because Diablo 2 was a game I bought, that was bought for me on my 15th birthday, and then the expansion came out a year later, and I was able to buy that as well with money from my 16th birthday, so pretty much that went with all the birthday stuff. But I was playing that game so much, as I've said many times, and I will be playing it more and more, so definitely come by the stream if you want to play. We'll be putting a lot of Diablo 2 Resurrected in there. I'll be playing on PC. My schedule's below if you're watching on YouTube. And I usually stream Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from starting about 9 a.m. and I go until about 1 or 2. But definitely check that out. Sometimes I stream at night, but you can, again, see my schedule and everything. Sometimes I switch up the days, but usually I try and stay as consistent as possible. But anyway, I hope you are enjoying Diablo 2 if you are playing it. And the this remaster is beautiful, and I love it, and I'm going to be playing a lot of it. But that is all for today, and I hope you enjoyed this podcast. And again, this podcast is brought to you by Nova Energy. Check out NovaEnergyDrink.com. Use code CUPID, get 10% off. Healthy alternative to energy drinks. It'll pick you up. It won't make you crash, give you any jitters. Vegan-friendly, keto-friendly, free of common allergens. Sugar-free, 5 calories per serving. It is simply amazing, Nova Energy. And I hope you enjoyed listening. Thank you for tuning in, and I will see you in the next podcast. Thank you.